going back to that fucking restaurant. 25 minutes you left me there, waiting. The waitstaff felt so sorry for me that they kept our table well past the reservation period. Do you think I spent a week in advance preparing for this date so I can sit in the lobby of my favorite restaurant and look like I
got ghosted? And I look like an... What the fuck are you even doing here? No, not you. Just delete my number. Okay, again, what are you doing here? Uh-huh. Your sister agreed that the house would be mine tonight. Shouldn't you be out with someone? It's Valentine's Day. Or are you here to raid our fridge again? She's out fucking her dude and you're lurking in her house? Yeah, lurking. What if my pathetic date didn't royally screw up and I brought him back here to fuck the second I closed the door? What then? Were you going to be a fucking pervert and sneak around, pretending you weren't here? Well, no, I didn't bring anyone home, but that's not the point. You coming over unannounced is just the cherry on top of this craptastic night. I'm sure you loved hearing the entire embarrassing story. I cannot believe that guy. Standing me up? Look, I know you talk shit about me being high maintenance to your sister, but I know men love that shit. The second I showed up to the restaurant, even guys sitting across from their girlfriends couldn't help but stare. Chicks really underestimate the power of a tiny black dress and red lipstick. My hair alone took 3 hours in the salon to get right. Yeah, keep looking uninterested. You're the one in my fucking house. You're lucky I don't call the cops. Oh, and on top of the waste of makeup and waste of an outfit tonight, I prioritized him over 2 other offers. I was on time. I made sure my calendar was clear so I had plenty of time to get ready and be there, even with traffic. I am caught up at work, he says, as if I don't fucking work too. I'm fairly certain that I make more money than him too. Not that it matters or whatever, but fuck. I just don't think that I deserve to be alone on Valentine's Day. Especially not stood up. I know you're alone too, but aren't you always? Maybe you're in love with your sister and that's why you don't have a girlfriend and always linger around here all the time.
Aw, did you hear that? Sorry. I didn't realize I was using my outside voice.
Wait, you know what I bet it is? I bet you're mad at yourself. You're mad that even though you love to call me a bitch behind my back, you enjoy fighting with a high-maintenance hottie like me. How much does it irritate you that these heels cost more than your rent? The dress too, buddy. 2 months' rent. You should feel honored that I even acknowledge you exist. Hold on. Maybe you don't know how to fuck. Yeah, that's gotta be it. You're decent looking enough to have a girlfriend. I don't know what you do for work, but I know you come running any moment we have something to fix around here.
Poor big brother. Can't get his dick in a gear to keep a girlfriend.
Why am I even wasting my time talking to you? I know you think I'm a fucking airhead. I should be drawing a nice hot bath and opening a bottle of rosé. I don't have time to fight with you tonight. It was around during the most irritating times. Oh, I might be a bitch, but I know you want me. Just fucking roll your eyes at me. Wait. You don't want me?
Then why the fuck are you still here? Smell that perfume? It's from France. Just a touch. I don't want to come off like a whore. Feel my waist. You can feel how toned I am through the fabric, can't you? You're probably not used to the quality of the fabric and of a girl like me. Keep being mad about it. It's almost cute. What about my back? Nice and strong, isn't it? You can touch my ass. I wouldn't blame you. Oh, you want my pussy, don't you? It's so warm and wet. Well, that's not gonna happen. Not unless you take it. But you don't have that in you, do you? Well, here's your shot, big boy. Show me.
So you can lift me. Big fucking deal. Did you just rip my panties? This costs more than your... Oh, fuck. Shut up. Just keep going. Don't fucking kiss me. This isn't romantic. You're just a cock. And I'm just pent up. This definitely isn't your first time. I didn't see you were good. I just... Can you stop being so smug for 5 seconds?
Wipe that fucking smile off your face. I'm not smiling. That's what you fucking sound like. Don't slow down. And keep the angle. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I never come that quickly. Hey! Let me recover first before you start tossing me around, asshole. Oh, you want to see my ass up close, huh? Well, if you want to kiss it, go right ahead. You wouldn't be the first. Oh, listen. My pussy is so wet because I'm ovulating. Not because you've got some magic... You asshole! You ruined my makeup! Of course I don't want you to stop! Don't ask stupid fucking questions! I'm not gonna beg you either. You are blessed to be inside my perfect little pussy. And you better act like it. God, why do you feel so fucking good? Yes. Force my legs apart. Push deeper. I feel so full. Oh, mess my hair up too. Yeah. Oh, pull me back as you dribble into me. Oh, I feel that swell. Oh, you can't afford the dry cleaning bill. So you better fucking come inside me. Oh, you heard me. Come inside me. Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yes. I can feel you. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Well, I guess your dick does work. I'll give you that. You're still a prick. But we can share that bottle of rosé in the bath if you want. I have some luxury bath products that I got on sale. Your cum is dripping out of me, my guy. I think we're cool to bathe together.
Don't think it's going to turn into a habit or anything. Plus, who knows when the last time you've been properly cleaned? Oh, I'm fucking funny.